Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Time for our weekly rendezvous with our popular Latin lover, Carmelite, Father Reginald Foster, who today begins by recounting a cute tale best known perhaps for its cinematic Disney version. But as most people know, it was, point of fact, once invented by Horace. No. I want to speak about Horace, your friend Horace.
Oh, he's all right.
I read that Horace writes satires in the manner of Montaigne, the French writer Montaigne, rather than Swift. What'd you make of that?
Yeah, I couldn't really compare them like that, but he writes satires like you'd talk on the street. I mean, they're like colloquial speech of satires.
That he was kind of kinder. He was not scathing or biting.
No, he's very good. No, he's very good.
How do you say scathing or biting?
Non mordet. Neque shindet.
Neque shindet?
Shindet. He doesn't rip people apart.
He focused, I believe, on studies of character.
Oh, yeah, very much. People, and this guy with this idiosyncrasy, and he does this and that. You know, a lot of people don't know this about Horace. In one of his satires, he has the famous story of the country mouse.
Can you repeat that? 'Cause my
Horace has the story of the country mouse, no? Where the country mouse comes to the city and meets his city mouse. And the country mouse hangs around the city mouse, and after a while he says, no, and then a dog comes in and scares all the mice away. And the country mouse says, this is not for me, and he runs back to the country.
Okay, can you tell us that little story?
No,
I can't. In Latin,
no,
the country mouse and the...
I can.
The country mouse and the city mouse.
Yeah, mus rusticus et urbanus. Et rusticus mus urbanum invisit murem. Visits the city mouse.
And what happens?
Eusque videt viam vivendi, his way of life, living. Et tandem aliquando repellitur.
He didn't like it.
No, repellitur omnino et exteritur a cane, moloso, by a big, huge dog, like a bulldog. Et rus recurrit, and he runs back to the country. But that's all in Horace, beautifully written. That's one of his kind of satires. Things are better in the city, and Horace says, no.
Did the Roman literary circles fear his wicked ability to
make the world
laugh at his enemies?
No, they didn't fear him. No, they didn't fear Horace because he wasn't that bad. They were amused by Horace.
He calls himself Amica via Pastoribus, or a friend to the shepherds, no? Doesn't he?
I don't know. I never heard that before. And that's all right.
Yeah, and it seems the friend he is defending in that particular sentence is no other than the younger Virgil, because Virgil was younger than Horace.
No, Virgil's older, 5 years older than Horace. Virgil was born in 70 BC and Horace is 65 BC.
This is just rubbish. How do you say rubbish?
Rubbish. Quisquilie.
Quisquilie.
Sordes. Trash. Sordes.
Can I quote from Horace this line, which says, why do you attack innocent strangers, snarling cur that you are?
I can't remember the original of that.
You run quickly enough at the sight of a wolf. Why not attack me, whose teeth are ready for you? Now, this is where he says, I am a friend of the shepherds. A trusty hound of Spartan kind.
My lord, this is Horace. Where are you getting this from?
Whew. I prick up my ears and drive the wild beast back to his mountain snows. You make the whole forest echo with your terrific barking. But if anyone tosses you a scrap, you stop to smell the bribe. And then here, the translation of to smell the bribe, I don't know if it's right, is projectum odorarsi citrum.
Projectum odorarsi
citrum.
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 A citrum is a...
Lemon.
Yeah, exactly. To smell the lemon for yourself having been thrown out there.
So, you stop to smell the bribe. Could it be translated that way?
Well, the bribe, if you want to consider this lemon as the bribe.
How would you translate?
Well, I don't know. The bribe is the pretium or something like that. And I don't know. Boy, this is strange. I don't know why I don't
recognize. Well, let's leave it then if you don't recognize.
No, I don't. I just don't recognize Horace. And maybe I'm just kind of getting rusty. If it's I can find it in 10 seconds.
So will you translate this for me? Why do you attack innocent strangers, snarling cur that you are?
Quartum. Canis qui es ringens, is snarling, ringens. Innocentes agrederis, innocent what?
Strangers.
Innocentes agrederis extrarios, vel extraneos, vel alienigenas, there are many words for strangers, peregrinos.
You run quickly enough at the sight of the wolf.
Viso lupo satis celeriter decurris.
Why not attack me, whose teeth are ready for you?
A me cur non potius agrederis, cuius tibi parati sunt dentes. Whose teeth are ready for you?
I am a friend of the shepherds. A trusty hound.
Why does he get an amica in there as a feminine? What is he talking about? I don't know. Ego sum amicus pastoribus. I am a friend to the shepherds. Fidus canis fidissimus. Or fidus canis is a trusty hound. But you have something in the feminine there. Amica.
Amica, yeah.
Well, then a female dog is talking. I don't know.
So that's why we call our dogs Fido.
Oh, certainly, Fidus. Certainly, he's a trusty, he's a trustworthy Fidus.
You don't hear dogs being called Fido anymore, but in the...
I know, but in the old days, certainly.
I prick up my ears and drive the wild beast back to his mountain snows.
Aures arigo meas, feramque in... Into what?
It's mountain snows.
Ah, feramque in nives montanas rebello. Well, that you can say. It's not Horace, but I can say it.
You make the whole forest echo with your terrific barking.
Latratu tuo terrifico facis ut resonet silva universa. Oh, that's glorious. It's not Horace, but it's mine.
One has to think that the dog wasn't a real dog, whether it was a female dog or a male dog.
I don't know. It's amica there. It's amica. It's some. I don't know what they're doing.
Someone said that this dog was referred to someone called Furius Bibaculus.
Ah, Furius Bibaculus, yeah.
A bad poet and lampooner.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, well, a bad poet. I mean, he was one of the first new poets. When Horace was a young man, Horace was already writing, and they had like underground poets, like subculture poets, and Bibaculus was one of them.
So how does one say bad poet and lampooner?
Pessimus poeta. Mm-hmm. Atque maledicus. Maledicus would be a lampooner.
Was Horace kind to these young poets?
Was. He wasn't just kind of mad at the world.
What do you say, Russian? Bitter?
Non orbi... Hominibus irascebatur. He wasn't angry at people. He just kind of made fun of some stupid things he had to do.
So if you had to put Horace in a box
and then
give him three objects.
What do you mean three objects?
Like the Etruscans did, for example, with their corpses. They used to put things in. What would you throw in? Something you wrote or?
Oh, yeah, I suppose. I suppose his letters or his satires. His letters. Or his satires. That's Horace, where he talks kind of like, you know, like on the street. He talks on the street.
So what three books would you put in?
What three books? Well, there are two books of satires and one book of letters. That's Horace. No, he's good. He's good because he talks just, you know, like colloquially.
And if you had to write his epigraph, what would you write?
Oh, my Lord.
Here lies one.
Huh?
Here lies one who?
Qui omnia lingua sua est complexus. He took everything in with his tongue or something. I don't know what. That's very hard to do. Of course, you have to think about a month about doing horrors.
And a big thank you there, as always, to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite, Father Reginald Foster, the Pope's own Latinist. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.